That is Maverick City Music and Promises on WWIB. I just saw my nephew Maverick the other day. He was not in the movie with Tom Cruise where the name Maverick kind of garnered all that attention. Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
During the lengthy softball triple header on Saturday, I think by game three you get a little bit kind of giddy. And sure. I think I referenced to my color analyst, Tammy Slowiak, that kind of a fun game would be, and I don't know that I've really played it, but if you just say, you have a bunch of names, and then you say the first person that comes to mind for that name.
Huh, sure. Yeah.
Like if I say Michael, you say?
Phelps.
Wow, I would have predicted you'd say Jordan.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, kind of like that.
Trying to step out of my box.
Okay.
So if I said, like, LeBron, who
James,
would
James, yeah, right. I know. I saw the video you posted yesterday of traveling in the NBA. So
somebody had commented that, because I had said, it seems like this is the current NBA, and he said current. And so I don't remember traveling being that big of an issue in the past.
Yeah.
But they're just like walk down the court holding the ball now.
Yeah, those are some egregious examples.
Yeah.
All right. I did want to say, though, that your three questions, I can think of a couple of different instances recently, and they're not officially yours. You always credit this apologist, I guess. But when we were at the Rotary gathering, we met with somebody and had a wonderful breakfast and shared that, and the person really liked it a lot. And then even our Sunday night group, kind of an online chat, and even in the last couple of days, sharing even just one of the questions, and people were like, oh, that's really good. So how is it, as we go back, and we'll mention what the questions are, but do you remember when it was that the light went on for you, like, this is really good, this is going to be life-changing for me?
Yeah, you know, I think when I first read Greg Kokel's book, Tactics, he talks about how to engage with people. And I came across the first two questions, which are, what do you mean by that, and how did you come to that conclusion?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, man, you know, it's so good because we're not coming at people. We're really seeking to understand what somebody else, how they arrived at their conclusions. And I thought, boy, these are really, really good and important questions to be asking. And so I started adding them into my life. And then the third one, which is it possible I'm wrong, came along later on. And, you know, I started talking about them with people. Years ago, we taught them to the high school group, and they all resonated with them. I have a friend who's an English teacher and has them hanging in her classroom. You know, and so it's been a number of years, and over and over and over again, people resonate with them.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. It's outstanding. And I think even the situation that one of our friends found themselves in is you're at church and somebody comes up to you and then starts to express an opinion that is different than yours, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
we
may agree on the Apostles' Creed, but there's a lot of other things we may disagree on.
Right. Yeah.
And so somebody go get the Susan Ashton song, Agree to Disagree. But the fact of the matter is that, it's great to just have as your tool, well, what do you mean by that? How did you come to that? And is it possible you could be wrong?
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interestingly, I've had a couple of women actually say recently that as they've struggled with things, they've had to ask the question, is it possible I'm right? And, you know, and I thought that's an interesting flip on that coin, and I think that can also be an important question. But for me, who's been so self-assured in a lot of things, it's important for me to ask, boy, is it possible I'm wrong?
Yeah, right. No, that's good stuff. And do you think even just because we continue to work our way, both for sure in the church, but to some degree in the culture out of patriarchy, that women... Okay, yeah.
100%. I think... And I've said to both of the women who brought that up, I said, I think that's a good question to ask, but as someone who has generally been in positions of power, you know, I was a leader in the church for a while, and it was important to ask, boy, what am I not seeing here?
Yeah,
and
that's good stuff for sure. The three questions, Greg Kokel, I will try to remember him. But all right, but you added the third one. Is it possible I could be wrong? That's a good one. All right, we're at Acts 2, kind of finishing 10 through 13 today.
Sure, I'll finish up where we left off yesterday. It says, here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus in the province of Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, in the areas of Libya, around Cyrene, visitors from Rome.
Sounds like a geography lesson.
It does, a lot of Acts is that way. Both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, and we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things God has done. They stood there, amazed and perplexed. What can this mean? They asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, they are just drunk, that's all.
Huh. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you finished it off with this paragraph. Beloved, the world today is even more diverse and interconnected than the early church. Still, the world is filled with miscommunication, even when people are speaking the same language. If you remember Babel, when they decided to make a name for themselves, everyone still spoke the same language. However, I confused their words and spread them across the earth. Self-centeredness and a desire for power lead to miscommunication. Life in my spirit, which is love and other-centeredness, is the language I want you to speak because it is my kingdom's common tongue. Final thought.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to the seeking clarification, right? I mean, we miscommunicate so often, and trying to understand where others are coming from in a spirit of love, it really will go a long way.
Very good. Thank you, friend.
You bet. Talk to you later.
There we go. That's how it's done. Here are the best 5 minutes of the day on WWIB and WIB.com. Our promise of the day today, I think we got time for the devotion even. It's John 16:15. All that I have is yours because you belong to Jesus. And Barry Adams writes, today's promise is at the very heart of the gospel. All that belongs to the Father belongs to Jesus, and all that belongs to Jesus belongs to us because we are one with him. The Amplified says John 16:15 this way, everything that the Father has is mine. That is what I mean when I said that he, the Spirit, will take the things that are mine and will reveal, which means declare, disclose, transmit it to you. Barry says it's the Holy Spirit who now lives in us that reveals, declares, discloses, and transmits all that the Father has given to Jesus to us as well. The more that we meditate on this simple promise, the more it'll transform our thought life and align us with our true destiny as beloved children of the living God. In his high priestly prayer of John 17, Jesus makes a profound statement when praying to his heavenly Father, I in them, you in me. Finally, Barry closes out by saying, Colossians 1:27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. May this revelation become very real to us because of the finished work of the cross. We are now one with Christ and co-heirs of his glorious inheritance. May faith rise up in our hearts today to simply believe that this is the gospel truth and the reason Jesus died for us. There we go. Again, the promise of the day from and the devotion, John 16:15 here on WWIB.
All right. Go to WWIB.com or stop by the studios.
I could listen to Fred Scholl talk all day. I mean, just the deep resonant tones. He's just got a great voice and, fantastic. Love it that he's back on the WIB staff. Catch him through the night, and then Rod Larson through the night on weekends. We got the best through the night guys anywhere. Win a Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, your chance to win that digital download for the fantastic faith-based film Ordinary Angels. It's just been released recently. And stumper of a question, Caleb.
Yes, so we tried this 3 times yesterday and we're not able to find the answer successfully, though we did get a lot of great answers, just not what we were looking for. Over 50 million Americans have one or more of these. Over 50 million of us have at least one of what? 715-723-2555. I think we'll just dive right into the call because people are already
They're eager, raring to go. They think they know.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Paul from Birchwood.
Hey, Paul.
What do you think?
A garage.
A garage. 50 million of us having at least one garage. And sometimes you get the outbuildings and pole sheds and things like that for all the toys. Is it a garage? It's not, but good to hear from Birchwood. Call us back, 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
What do you think, Aiden?
A riding lawnmower.
riding lawnmower.
Interesting.
A lot of times I've wished for one of those. I need to push mow the lawn tonight. Not a riding lawnmower, but good to hear from Buffalo Country in Mondovi. Aiden, call us back, 715-723-2555.
Congrats to the track team there. I see that they were conference champs.
Well done. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Holly from Glen Flora.
Hi,
from
Holly.
Glen Flora. Good to hear from you. What do you think, Holly?
Cell phones.
Is it a cell phone? I believe that was guest, one of our last guesses yesterday. So you can have a bonus guess, Holly, if you'd like.
Okay. Microwave.
Is it a microwave?
Great guess. Missed that in Liberia. Got to say, we didn't have one there.
Not a microwave, but thank you for calling. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Over 50 million Americans have at least one of what?
Uh-huh.
The calls keep rolling in. Halvo, good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Fall Creek.
And what's your name? I missed that part.
Nate.
Nate from Fall Creek. All right, Nate, go ahead.
Bicycle.
Is it a bicycle? Has that been guessed yet? It hasn't been guessed yet.
Yeah.
And yeah, good guess. One or more bicycles. Maybe you have the old ones that you outgrew or just bought a new one. Is it a bicycle, Nate? It's not. Call us back, though. Again, you guys do a great job thinking through this. You really do. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Jill from Chippewa Falls.
All right,
and
Jill.
Is it a pet?
Is it a pet? I believe that's been guessed yesterday.
Yeah.
So bonus guest time. Okay. Yeah, I know. It's frustrating. Do you want a bonus guest, Jill from Chippewa?
A child.
Is it a child? I believe that was guessed as well, too. So usually we'll give you one extra bonus guest if your bonus guest was guessed. So you can have one more. One more chance here. What do you think?
How about... a computer.
Is it a computer? That was actually guessed as well, too. But here we go. All right, Jill, think about it. Call us back. 715-723-2555. I think we can fit in three more here.
Yeah, 50 million Americans have at least one of these. What is it?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
Try again, Aiden. What do you think?
A dog.
Is it a dog? Pets has already been guessed. You can have a bonus guess. Go ahead.
Oh. A truck.
Is it a truck? A lot of trucks. Yeah, 50 million or more. Not a truck, but good job thinking on your feet there. Well done. Two more guesses here. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul, go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to guess a landline phone.
Is it a landline phone? Because a lot of people think in cell phones, that's been guessed, but is it a landline phone? No, thank you, Paul. 715-723-2555. Last guess. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Tanya from Eau Claire.
Hi, Tanya.
Go ahead.
Hi there. Allergies?
Is it allergies? 50 million of us have one or more allergies. That is well
I think that
out.
Was guessed, though.
Was
Remember
it?
Yesterday I asked somebody,
yeah,
I'm like,
was.
Do you have allergies?
Yeah. Okay. So you get a bonus guess. Go ahead. But good thinking, you and the person who guessed it yesterday.
I have no idea.
All right. No problem, Tanya. Thank you for calling. And yeah, we'll push this off 20 minutes and maybe it's time to think up a clue, Halvo.
I got one to run by you.
All right.
Win It Wednesday, WWIB. Try number five at this very challenging question and chance to win a digital download of Ordinary Angels here.
Yeah, fantastic film, and we want to send that to you wherever you might be. We can email it to you, so don't be shy. Call in the question. Over 50 million Americans have one or more of these. Over 50 million of us have at least one of what? 715-723-2555 is the number to dial.
And we have a hint for you this morning. This is the first hint in these five tries, and that is while 50 million Americans have at least one of these, between the two of us, neither Caleb nor I have even one.
There you go. There's your clue.
There's your
715-723-2555. Good morning. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Birchwood.
All right, Paul, go ahead. What do you think?
A fishing pole.
Is it a fishing pole?
I don't use one much, but I think I got one anyhow.
I have one somewhere. Yeah. Is it a fishing pole?
Not it.
It's not. Thank you, Paul from Birchwood. Call us back, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. I was going to give some incorrect answers, but somebody thinks they have the right one. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jenny from Wausau.
What do you think, Tammy?
A rifle.
A rifle?
Good guess.
Yeah. Is it a rifle?
Not what we're looking for.
No. Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. Good morning, Win It Wednesday of the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jill from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Jill.
Here we go. It is a second home or a cottage or a cabin.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have one of those. How about you?
I do not.
Is that what we're looking for,
it's
Jill?
Not.
No, but great
I
guess.
Like how she Thank just you. Clarified it, kept going, like a second home or a cottage. Or a
yeah, you know, I don't have any of those. So, good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chris from Eau Claire.
Hey, Chris, go ahead.
Hey, is it a boat?
Is it a boat?
Another good guess, but that's not it. I know friends who have a boat and
Thank
a cottage,
you,
but...
But I don't have a boat or a cottage, and neither do you, I don't think.
Nope.
So, good morning, unless you've been holding on me.
I'm glad I got a car.
This whole time.
And a house.
Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton, Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Clayton, what do you think?
Baseball caps.
Is it baseball caps? That's it. Yeah, I like the thought of that. Over 50 million of us have one or more baseball caps.
I think Caleb and I have some of those. Some.
But no, not what we're looking for. Thank you, Clayton. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Dale from Rose Lake.
Hey, Dale.
Hey, Dale. What do you think?
I would say a cat, but I think I just heard pets.
Pets has been guessed.
Yeah, so it's
so,
not pets or any type of pets, I guess.
All right. How about a four-wheel drive truck?
How about a four-wheel drive vehicle? Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Dale. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Again, over 50 million Americans have at least one of these. We're acknowledging Caleb and I, between the two of us, don't even have one.
Don't even have one. Three more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Well, hey there, Linda. What do you think?
This is probably not right, but a snowblower.
Is it a snowblower?
We do have one of those. That's not
we do
it.
As well, too, and very blessed. I was just, thank you, Linda.
Yeah.
Call us back. I was just thinking this morning about how blessed I am. I wonder why in the middle of May, but I was just thinking, I'm really blessed to have that Aaron snowblower. So, good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Go ahead, Tammy.
Is it a purse?
Is it a purse? I mean, because I don't own one.
I don't have one of those. I got a wallet.
Yeah. Is it a purse?
No.
No. Thank you, Tammy.
But, one more guess or it goes till 8:15? Are you kidding me?
You guys are doing a great job, though, working off the clue. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Holly from Glen Flora.
Hey, Holly, go ahead.
It's a grandfather clock.
Is it a grand... Oh, man.
My mom has one of those.
Clock. Is it a grandfather clock?
No.
Holly, it's not, but a great guess. We'll have to think of another clue for y'all.
Yeah, keep thinking. Over 50 million Americans have at least one of these. Between the two of us, Caleb and I don't have even one. Win It Wednesday, third time today, sixth time overall with the same question.
The question is this. Over 50 million Americans have one or more of these. Over 50 million of us have one or more of these. At least one of what? 715-723-2555. We really think the clue is great.
Yeah.
So again, giving it again, Halvo.
Yeah, and that is that while over 50 million Americans have at least one of these, between Caleb and I, neither of us have even one of these.
715-723-2555, 723-2555 for a chance to win that Ordinary Angels digital movie download starring Academy Award winner Hilary Swank, Alan Ritson in there as well. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. You're our first through the shoot. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amy from Phillips.
Amy from Phillips. Go ahead. What do you think?
Allergies.
Is it allergies?
That's been guessed a couple times.
You can have a bonus guess if you'd like.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
All right. Call us back.
I don't know.
All right, think about it and call us back. Thanks for calling in from Phillips. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show, not Shoe, as I said moments ago. We could get some WIB Wake Up
Isn't it
show
the Lumberjacks,
shoes.
Phillips?
Yes, I do believe so. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Whitehall.
Hey, Sherry, what do you think?
Is it a hunting rifle?
Is it a hunting rifle? That's actually been guessed. Guns has been guessed. So you can have a bonus guess if you'd like.
Oh, my goodness. Is it a vegetable garden?
Is it a vegetable garden? Okay, that hasn't been guessed yet. Vegetable garden? No, we actually have some raised garden beds at our house. Havo, do you guys have anything for a garden?
It would all be by Peggy, that's for sure. Well, whatever we've got.
This is all Lindsay. Thank you, Sherry. Call us back.
And I stand corrected. I think
2555.
Phillips is the loggers, and I think you got that right the other day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lumberjacks is Ladysmith, right?
Gotcha.
And Lumberjills. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda again from Chippewa.
All right, Linda, come on. We need a right answer here.
Well, this is something that is probably new to some, but it's one of those inside cameras in
okay.
your house.
Oh, sure. Yeah, maybe like the Ring cameras and things like that.
Yeah, like that.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Linda. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
We're running out of options, running out of potential guesses. Over 50 million Americans have at least one of these. Between Caleb and I, we don't have any of these. What is it?
It's not cars, televisions, campers, pocket combs, children, credit cards, coffee makers, computers, pets, toothbrushes, family pictures in the wallet, moles, or beauty marks. Old cell phones, watches, junk drawers, allergies, Bibles, Christian books, bathrooms, bowls of nachos. Wow. Denture scars or cell phones.
It is not garage, riding lawnmower, microwave, bicycle, a child, a computer, a dog, a truck, landline phone, fishing pole, a rifle, a second home, cottage or cabin, a snowblower, a purse, a grandfather clock, a boat, a baseball cap, or a four-wheel drive truck.
It's just so many guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Brian from Menominee. How about season tickets to professional sports?
That's a good one. Those. Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Brian. Good guess. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Over 50 million Americans have one or more of these, have at least one of what? Between the two of us, Halvin and I, zero. None. Yeah. So
have we stumped them? Is this the question that's finally stumped them?
Maybe this is the stumper question. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Heather Mondovi.
Heather, go ahead.
A ladder.
Is it a ladder? Not a ladder. Thank you for the call. We can fit a couple more in here. 715-723-2555. Good morning. You're on the air on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Elk Mound.
Hi, Elk Mound.
What do you think?
I'm thinking a tattoo.
Is it a tattoo? Oh, we didn't get your name. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Cheryl.
Cheryl from Elk Mound. Is it a tattoo? 50 million Americans have one or more tattoos, and Havo and I don't have any between us.
You were absolutely correct. Heather, Cheryl, you're the winner.
Cheryl, yes, it is tattoos. And we can ask you, do you have any tattoos, Cheryl?
I do have a tattoo. I have one.
Okay, well, then you're part of the 50 million. We are not. So well done. Congratulations. What kind of clued you in, tipped you off to this?
Well, after hearing all those clues, I don't know. It's just kind of a good guess.
Yeah,
well,
very
good.
There
you go. Excellent guess. Hang on the line. We're going to send you a free digital movie download of Ordinary Angels with Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. How about that?
Awesome. Thank you.
Cheryl, hang on the line, and thank you for solving this trivia.
So we didn't have to go longer. Good job, Cheryl.
Well done, everybody. What does a survey say in response to who Americans would favor to be presidential candidates? Now, you know that normally we don't talk a lot of politics on this show, but we found this very interesting. If you're not satisfied with the current presidential candidates available, what would you think of President Denzel Washington? In a recent survey, the Oscar-winning Denzel Washington emerged as the top choice, Havel, among Americans for a celebrity presidential candidate, with 15% of respondents supporting the idea. Again, 15% is not a large amount, but it's something.
Yeah, maybe we can count it from back. And actually, at WNC, I do have something from Denzel Washington that he gave at a commencement that will kind of lend probably even more people to want to support him. But number 10 was Mark Cuban. He got 7% of the support. You've seen him on Shark Tank.
Again, what Americans said, hey, this is a celebrity candidate we would actually vote for. Number 9 was Elon Musk, also with 7%.
Uh-huh. Bill Gates coming in at number 8, tied with 7%.
All right, all right, all right. Matthew McConaughey with 8%.
Mm-hmm. Oprah Winfrey garnering 9% support.
You get a tax return and you get a tax return. George Clooney had 10%.
Clint Eastwood, even though he's 93 years old, comes in 4th with a 10% support.
This country can't be knocked out with one punch. We get right back up again, and when we do, the world's going to hear the roar.
Yes, indeed. How about Tom Hanks with 12%?
Got you. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's talked about it, he's thought about it, but he's got a few other things going. He comes in 2nd with 13%.
Can I say except you're welcome?
That could be a pretty good option, but again, with 15% of the popular vote as far as popularity is concerned for entertainment candidates, Denzel Washington.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. Nelson Mandela said, there is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living. Now, I'm sure in your experiences in school and applying to college and picking your major and deciding what you want to do with life, I'm sure people have told you to make sure you have something to fall back on. Make sure you got something to fall back on, honey. But I never understood that concept, having something to fall back on. If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything except my faith. I want to fall forward. I figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit. Fall forward. This is what I mean. Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Fall forward. Every failed experiment is one step closer to success. You've got to take risks.
Good stuff from Denzel Washington. Reminds me of John Maxwell's book, Fail Forward, Fall Forward with Your Faith.
Only 15%? Should be higher than that for Denzel.